The Village Halloween Parade has delighted New York locals and tourists for nearly 50 years, but this year it fell victim to the pandemic. So some of the city's best out-of-work stage designers and puppeteers were commissioned to create a miniature parade, which has been filmed and will be streamed tonight, Halloween night. WBGO's John Kalish has the story.
Every year, thousands of marchers make their way along the parade's mile-long route from Soho to Chelsea, as they did in 2001. Hundreds of thousands of spectators cheer giant puppets, floats, stilt walkers, jugglers, and marching bands. Richard Prowse is a frequent participant. He's a retired Broadway set painter, and one year the costumes he and his husband wore were so good they were asked to lead the parade.
We were the harbingers of winter. We were all dressed in white and blue with lots of sparklies and lighted staffs, and she said, "Ooh, I want you at the start of the parade." We felt very honored.
She is parade director Jean Fleming. When the event was canceled last month, it lost almost all of its funding, but Fleming was able to hold on to a few small grants. At first, she didn't know what to do with them.
I think the tipping point was when I talked to Brandon Hardy, and I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I built a scale model of Disney World in my backyard." And I thought, Brandon needs a job. So I started to think, okay, look at all these people I know who are amazing Broadway set designers, who are prop makers, who are puppet makers.
So Fleming decided to stage a virtual miniature parade and commissioned Hardy and 29 others to create the participants. Hardy has built 15-foot puppets for Broadway and past parades. Now, he says, he's created a 13-inch lizard with a haunted house on its back.
There's a level on which this could be perceived as a creature that's buried under the weight of its home. And I kind of looked, I'm like, you know, boy, do I feel that this year. You know, I've been staying home as much as I can, as long as I can, since we've shut down in March. You know, I've really been trying to make every effort possible to be responsible. But there is a level on which you start to feel that.
The participants are gathered in a cavernous art studio in the Hudson Valley.
Ready with the truck. And action.
A cardboard replica of a garbage truck moves on a track before a 40-foot-long backdrop painted by Richard Prowse. The side of the truck reads, "Until we meet again."
All right, stop. Start to turn. Perfect. Now turn back. And off.
This year, the pint-sized participants will march throughout the virtual city. One of them is a spider made by North Carolina puppeteer Tarish Pipkins, whose creations have performed in a Missy Elliott video and in online puppet slams.
Artists, we adjust, we adapt, and we persevere. So miniature parade, it is.
He says he'd never heard of the Village Halloween Parade.
Once I've sent it off, I went in and did the research, and it gets crazy. Yes. Too many people. The energy's too high. Big cities aren't my thing. That's why I'm down here in rural North Carolina.
Those who do participate often wear costumes that comment on social issues. This year's parade will address racial injustice, the coronavirus, and gender identity. And, of course, says parade director Jean Fleming, it will have monsters.
They're all there. It is the big mix that's New York City, that's the world. And that's what I wanted to have in this parade.
The 10-minute video of the miniature parade will start streaming on Halloween night. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.